Bernie Worrell, thanks for joining us on The Checkout.
Well, thank you, Josh, for having me.
It's such a pleasure to have you in here and playing standards.
Yeah, that's I used to do that back in the day, in college days, and it's a blessing and good to be back doing it again, thanks to Mr. Evan Taylor.
Who joins us also. Evan, you're the co-producer of this new recording on Scufflin Records.
And yes,
it's a standards
correct.
Record.
We all be scuffling.
Does the scuffling ever end, Bernie?
Not until you're flatlining.
When's the first time you heard jazz?
I must have been around 8 years old from my parents' 33 and a third collection. I used to hear Cab Calloway and some Basie and Ellington. Every now and again around the house. And that was my first introduction.
Evan, tell me, what was the idea behind this? Just like, here's a look that no one's ever had of Bernie Worrell, or?
Well, I've always been a fan of the Standards album, and I just thought this was a different context for Bernie to show his just extensive knowledge of music, especially with his incorporation of the synthesizers in the style of music. I think, you know, it's a different idea, and it combines both his funk background and some of his jazz knowledge. And yeah, just to see where it goes, and it's been a fun time.
Well, let's see where the first tune goes. You're going to do Watermelon Man.
No seeds.
No seeds?
But very sweet.
Thank you.
Bernie Worrell joins us on the checkout, and that was a version of Herbie Hancock's Watermelon Man with a nice horn arrangement. Tell me about the Chops horns. How did these guys get involved?
Well, I've known Darryl Dixon and his partners for many moons now. Darryl's also playing the horn solo on Flashlight. And they're from Rahway, New Jersey. I was from Plainfield. I didn't meet him until much, much later when he joined the P-Funk clan. And he's genius arranger, player, and great person. Evan asked me if I knew any horns that I might like to use on the project, so I suggested Chops.
They definitely have chops, as they say. So tell me about these days prior to Parliament Funkadelic. I mean, you're talking about times in nightclubs. Were you playing jazz? Were you playing just any kind of music?
Well, jazz and R&B. And Latin. See, it was a review. I was part of the house group at Basin Street in Boston. And it would start, on the weekends it would start with a dance review. No, first the comedian, then the dance troupe, and then the artist that they'd bring in from wherever, vocalist, male and female. So I got to play behind it was an organ trio. T. Williams was on saxophone, who's Tony Williams' father. I was on organ and there's drums. But there would be a review of comedian, dance section, dance troupe, and then the artists. So I got to play behind Pigmeat Markham, Moms Mabley, and was it Baby Seal? Tammy Terrell,
wow,
who was Tammy Montgomery back at that time, who I met through Lola Falana because they had come to town.
This is definitely pre-Motown and Marvin Gaye.
Oh, yes, yes. Dionne Warwick, Freddie Scott, these are seasoned, you know, back in the day, R&B artists, Chuck Jackson. So I do that on the weekends, and that's how I... Then I went on the road with Maxine Brown after college. I was her musical director, and she's still performing.
Bernie Worrell joins us on the checkout, and Evan Taylor, who's on drums, one of two drummers on this session. A lot of rhythm going on. You've got two drums, you've got a percussionist, you've got two guitarists and four horns. This is quite a gang.
Yeah, I like to keep big lineups. Actually, that stems from my influence from Phil Spector, who during sessions would double up a lot of instruments. And I know that's kind of different from funk, but I just wanted to hear in that context, and that was the primary inspiration actually behind that.
Create a wall of sound.
Exactly.
So, Bernie, I see on your clavinet, which is one of the three, actually one of four keyboard instruments, because you play the Steinway B, you also play... the Moog, and what's that small one?
The small one is a Mofo by Dave Smith, who ran Sequential Circuits, Prophet 5s, Prophet 10s, and that's one of his new proteges.
The Mofo.
Mofo.
I noticed on that clavinet that there are no white and black keys.
Right. Many years ago, an artist from, I believe, North Carolina had this technique that he would, I don't know how he does it, but there's three different cartoon sets. I'll use the word emblazon them onto, with a certain technique onto my clavinet. I had to send it to North Carolina, and somebody turned me on to it.
And you must be a fan of the funnies, I think, you know, because you've been quoting Woody Woodpecker and Popeye the Sailor Man.
Yes, it makes me laugh because I'm a big fan of Victor Borge. Victor Borge is Danish, serious and seriously funny keyboardist, classically trained, but can play anything and uses and mixes comedy with the seriousness of it all. And from falling off the piano stool, it's just, I like that. I can't, I get serious, but then I got to break it up. And that struck me, and I just, he's one of my favorites.
Are you also a fan of comic books and things like that?
Yeah, I used to, yep.
Tell me about that.
Captain America. There's an article of Captain America that has George Clinton, myself, and Bootsy as characters in the comic. I think that happened in the 80s. I have a copy of it. But yeah, and the Sunday funny paper, and then the cartoons.
Tell me about this Jerome Kern song you're going to perform. You do all the things you are, Jerome Kern.
Yes. I had played it before in college days and playing in the nightclub, and I was familiar with it, and I think Evan suggested, asked me if I knew when we were doing pre-production, if I was familiar with it. I said, oh, yeah. So, jolting my memory, and that was one of the songs on the list. Thank you.
Bernie Worrell and the band with All the Things You Are from the pen of Jerome Kern. Bernie Worrell and Evan Taylor join us here on the Checkout. So I'm curious about this relationship because, Bernie Worrell, you're 60 years old. And how old are you?
I'm 67.
Yeah. 67 years old. And Evan, how old are you?
I'm 24.
Yeah, so there's a bit of a...
I wish I was his age.
I bet you do. Well, I'm sure you had your fun when you were his age.
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious about this relationship, though. But, you know, what are you getting from a master, and what are you getting from this young
master?
Well, Bernie's a great teacher. I think just any experience of working with him, you learn a lot about music, all aspects of arranging, voicings, just... chordal structures, rhythm. It's really unavoidable to not have an educational experience with Bernie present. That's what I feel is the strongest aspect of our relationship that we've had, is just Bernie as a teacher and helping me just progress as a musician.
And I get energy from the youngster, which I appreciate. I get new thoughts, new gentle pushing to do something that people have been trying to get me to do, but I was nah. But I also learn, because we teach each other. It's like the child learns from the elder learns from the child. It's a universal thing. Every covering generations, every making generations meet. So we're both teaching.
Well, to end this segment, Bernie, I would like for you just to sit at the piano and play a little Billy Strayhorn.
Okay.
Bernie Worrell, Evan Taylor, thank you both for joining us on The Checkout.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot.
Our music was mixed by Michael Downs. I'm Josh Jackson. This is WBGO.